Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb. Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program, those tuning in through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online through blogtalkradio.com, as well as through dcnowradio.com. We're glad to have all of you with us. Recording artist Donnell Jones is back with us this afternoon to talk to us not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that love with all of you. He also has a new single you guys are getting ready to hear in a moment. We're going to talk to him about the new music, what it's been like for him to share that with you guys through social media, but of course also how you guys can be able to support the project as well. The new single is called Forever. Here it is. We'll be right back with Conversations Live. Stay with us.
Yeah. This goes out to all the women that hold their man down. Especially my woman, my 22.
Every since the day we met, I feel so complete. Gave rapture love around me, babe. I don't have to fall for nothing. As long as I can be with you. I wanna be with you. Baby, you're my inspiration. Angel, you put your life on hold to be with me. I can't live a day without you. Forever, be fair. Ooh, yeah.
There you have Donnell Jones with Forever here on Conversations Live, 92.3 FM for our radio listeners, but also online through DCNowRadio.com as well as through BlogTalkRadio.com. We actually have the man back with us this afternoon. Donnell, good afternoon to you, and thank you so much for being on with us.
Oh, man, thanks, man. I appreciate you having me on the show.
Look, man, glad to have you back on with us. You know, every time, you know, that we mention an artist like you, I think, you know, our listeners automatically have their favorite Donnell Jones song. I think for many people, man, you have over 60,000 views of this song on your YouTube channel in less than a month. What does it feel like for you, man, to not only to have the new music, but to see how your fans are reacting to it?
It's beautiful, man. You know what I'm saying? To be able to put out music and people still appreciate, you know, what I do, man. I've been in the game so long, you know, and it is a blessing, man. You know what I'm saying? That people still around and they still, you know, loving what I'm doing. So I appreciate that.
Yeah. You know, I think, you know, one thing that comes from you, you know, as when people hear your name, they automatically think about good music. Has that been one of the pluses of not only being a veteran, as you mentioned, Donnell, but being a person that has consistently put out good music?
That's definitely a plus. You know, throughout my career, I've always just tried to make complete albums, you know, just try to make feel-good music, something that's going to last forever, something you'll be able to put on 10 years from now and still feel the same way or take you back memories, you know, all that kind of stuff. So it's a big plus, man. I just thank God that I'm able to do what I do.
Well, you know, and you've been doing it, you know, on a scale that many people would, I mean, love to be able to do, you know, for themselves. It's actually been, it's hard to believe, 2.5 years since the last time that you were on this program. And I remember in that time you were, of course, you know, doing your performances and being able to see how people were responding, you know, to the music at that time. You know, I think regardless of when you come out with a song or when you come out with an album, Donnell, you know, people always have that anticipation. One of the things that has really helped, though, to be able to keep us posted on you has been, you know, of course, the social media sites, Facebook, Twitter, I mentioned YouTube. You know, talk to us about having that instant connection with your fans, what that's been like for you, especially since you released this new single and being able to get that instant feedback.
Oh, that's incredible, man, being able to put something out immediately and then to see how people really feel about it. I mean, I love the fact that I'm able to do that because, you know, back in the days, we didn't have the social media stuff, you know, like fans had to send fan mail in and then hope that you would read it. But now you get a direct connect with the fans. So it's a beautiful thing, man, to be able to do this and see the results from what, you know, from what happens.
You know, I think, too, you know, one thing that is so great about that, Donnell, is that, you know, not only are they able to have that instant connection, but also that instant inspiration. You know, you have been one of those people who have dropped things, I think, that really help us to understand who we are and to understand what's really important. I made a note just on the 18th on your Twitter handle, at DonnellJones96. You said this: take a moment to reflect on what bothers you the most and just drop it. It's that easy. Free up that space so something great can enter. You know, why has it been important for you, not only for you to share your own music, but also to share that inspiration for your fans, too?
So, let me, I just feel like, you know, most of the things that bother us in this world are things from the mind, you know what I'm saying, things that we consistently think about. They really, it really shouldn't bother us, you know what I'm saying? We live in the moment and just take that time out to understand how precious this moment is. Then we can kind of drop the things from the past and it can lead us somewhere different, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I just try to put out, just great things to say that people can get some inspiration from. And I do the same thing with my music.
Exactly. Well, you know, I think that's exactly right. You do the same thing with your music, and that is why you remain one of people's favorites. For those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with recording artist Donnell Jones. We're talking to him not only about the course of inspiration he's been able to share, but also the music as well. Forever is the name of the new single. Talk to us about the inspiration for the song, Donnell. How did the song come about for you?
The song came about, man. I've been in a relationship with my fiance for about 8 years, man, and you know, it took me a minute to pop the question, man, but I really found somebody, you know, that I truly love, that I feel like I want to be there with her forever, and that's where the song came from, you know, just me thinking about our relationship, what we've been through, and our future together, you know, and that's what really makes me write the song.
Yeah, you know, and it's that future, you know, that I think, you know, a lot of people, they want that, and I think that's what people are really resonating with. As I mentioned, you know, the tens of thousands even on the YouTube channel that have gone and viewed that single there. You know, for those who missed our first conversation back in October 2010, Donnell, let's go back to when you first realized the importance of this gift, because you really have a gift when it comes to music. When did you know that this was something special that could take you where you wanted to go when it comes to music?
I think I found out when I was about maybe 16. You know, I was in high school, and I used to just walk around singing, and one day this girl in the lunchroom asked me to sing this Bobby Brown song. And I sang it. I tried to sing it just like him, and everybody was going crazy. So right then and there, I was like, you know what? Maybe I should stop playing with this and take it seriously. And from that point on, I just pursued it, and my dream.
Wow. And, you know, I think that has been the interesting thing, you know, that is so great, you know, when it comes to artists like yourself. But, you know, you mentioned, too, of course, you know, you've been doing this music for a long time. You are a respected individual when it comes to music. What would you say has been the key to the longevity? Because, you know, just like I know, artists who started off when you did are not with us. You know, artists who have come, you know, with such pomp and circumstance have fizzled out. What do you think the key to Donnell Jones being successful has been?
I think the key is the fact that I am truly in love with the music. You know, I enjoy making music. It's therapeutic for me. You know, certain people sit down in front of a shrink and pour their heart out. You know, for me, I pour my heart out on record. It's like releasing some of the stuff that I go through, and I can put it on record, and it's like a belief for me. So I just love music itself. I mean, I really didn't send it to make money. You know, even though I love the fact that I can, provide for my family, but I really got into it because I actually love the art of music. You know, it is an art, and I cherish it. So I think that's been the reason why I'm able to still do what I do.
Yeah. Well, you know, I know your fans are definitely glad that you are. Donnell, you know, one thing, you know, we talked about social media and how that is always, you know, now I think has kind of brought the world closer. But there is nothing like that personal interaction. There is nothing like meeting that fan. Kind of walk us through that energy that you feel. Walk us through what it's like for you when you're up on stage at an event and you're able to perform these songs that, you know, are so personal for you and powerful for you, and you're able to kind of get from the audience, from their vibe, how that song is affecting them as well. Talk to us about that feeling.
I mean, it's a great feeling, man. I mean, it's just the energy that you feel from the crowd, the participation, people singing. You know, you have certain women, if a certain song touched them, they'll start crying. I mean, it's a very warm feeling, man, to know that my lyrics and things that came from my heart, actually somebody else was going through it, and it touched them in a certain way. So, I mean, it's a beautiful thing, man. Honestly, it is.
Yeah, well, it's a thing that definitely I know your fans want to continue forever. Now they have the new single Forever to be able to enjoy as well. Again, Donnell Jones is our guest, talking with us not only about this experience with music for himself, but how he's able to share that now with all of you. Donnell, let our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you and, of course, how they can support the new single Forever.
You can definitely get the new single on iTunes right now. You can hit me up at twitter.com/DonnellJones96, also facebook.com/DonnellJones96, and just hit me up. You know, I'm definitely the one that's talking to you. I don't have anybody tweeting for me, so, I mean, if you hit me up, I'll definitely respond to you.
Yeah. And so, you know, for you, Donnell, I ask this question normally to all of our guests, because I think you guys have something important to offer. I mean, there are people out there listening to this conversation who may have had a dream. They may have felt as though they were put here to do something, but for whatever reason, they're not doing it. What advice would you give to people about the importance of not only recognizing what their gift is, but making the most of that gift?
I would say if there's anything that you want to do in life, you have to really, really perfect your craft, you know, learn about it, study it, become it, and if it's your dream, you have to realize that it is your dream. You know what I'm saying? You have to go out and get it. Nobody's going to give it to you. You know, I think the most thing about what I do is I'm a doer. You know, I don't sit around and wait for anybody to do anything for me. I try to learn everything there is to know about the music business. And if you trying to learn something or if you're trying to pursue something in life, try to learn everything there is about it so it'll become easier for you.
There you go. There you go. Well, you know what? I think that's great advice for everybody, regardless of what their gift and their talent might be. Again, everyone, Donnell Jones, the new single is Forever. It's available right now, so make sure you guys do check it out. Stay in contact with Donnell both on Facebook and Twitter. You can find him there. We actually tagged him on our pages on both sites, so you'll be able to stay in contact with him easily there. Donnell, my congratulations to you again on the new single and the continued success with the career, and we're looking forward to the next conversation with you.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Hey, no problem. Glad to have you on. Now, if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation with Donnell, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there that mentions the Donnell Jones interview. You'll be able to listen to it completely for free, and then also share it with your friends using the social buttons there. Again, we want to thank Donnell Jones for coming on the program today, and definitely want to thank our good friend Madeline Smith for making this possible for us. Always great working with her, and also I think to be able to bring you guys exciting guests like we've been able to do today. To finish us off, here again is, of course, Donnell Jones' new single, Forever. I'll be back with you guys at the top of the hour with more Conversations Live. Stay with us.
Yeah. This goes out to all the women that hold their man down, especially my woman, my 22.
Every since that day we met, I feel so complete. Get wrapped in love around me, babe. I don't have to fall for nothing. As long as I can be with you, I wanna be with you. Baby, you're my inspiration. You put your life on hold to be with me. I can't live a day without you.
cry.
Hey.